Welcome to Stock Markets with KR, a podcast where I share my analysis and lessons learned in the markets every day, and occasionally I share episodes on other finance and trading related topics. So glad to have you here. Let's get started. This is episode 243, and yesterday's title of the episode was "A Turning Point in Sight?" question mark. And looks like we've got the answer to that question mark. If you've been out of the loop, it was a great day for the markets today. Fairly strong, buying happening despite the FIs not really pumping in that much. In case you're wondering, FIs continued to buy to the tune of 703 crores, while the DIs were net sellers to the tune of 665 crores. So while this was a net buying day, it was nowhere close to what was, seen yesterday. So let's explore that and more. And of course, the star of the day-to-day Reliance in this episode. So make sure that you're listening to this episode at a speed you're comfortable at. And let's get started. So Nifty opened with a gap up of around 55 points above 10,900. Tested that level briefly. I think the low was around 10,908. Nowhere close to filling the gap. Nowhere close to the previous close. And after that, it never really came near those levels again. We continued seeing a very strong move on the upside. And, it ended up closing slightly above 11,100. So overall, a great day. In the past 2 days, we experienced some very wild psychological levels. Yesterday, of course, 10,800, I think 700 possibly, I don't remember. 10,800 definitely, 10,900, and today 10,900, 11,000 and 11,100. So very, very eventful day, very eventful week, very eventful day on that sense. And yeah, it looks pretty cool. So talking about just how everything was today, intraday, and just what the movements were, we are seeing Nifty back in the 11,056 to 11,238 range. And this is the same place where it was moving sideways not too long ago. So unless we really see today's momentum continuing, it is possible that we see a few sideways days happening. And then depending on the longer term trend that Nifty wants to establish, it might break through 11,240 or it might choose to retest 11,000 or 11,056, depending on how much the selling pressure looks like. So coming to just what was the driver for Nifty today, of course, Reliance and HDFC Bank were the two key drivers. And in case you're wondering, Reliance was up around 7%. HDFC Bank at one point was up around 4.5 to 5% or so in that range. And of course, those are two very high weighted stocks in both Nifty and Bank Nifty. I haven't updated my little weightage, weightage note thing here. Otherwise, I would have told you the exact weightage, but it's quite high. They're, I think, the top two weighted stocks in Nifty. So clearly, those were the two key drivers for Nifty and Bank Nifty today. And in terms of what really drove those two drivers, HDFC Bank was up because of Aditya Puri's successor being approved by the RBI. So that's good. And Reliance is up because of a few deals, namely the Future Group one. Apparently, there's a NetMeds deal also in progress, which is basically an e-pharmacy. And then, of course, there was a good support level at 2,000. So all things considered, it was a great day that way. Coming to more of the speculative side, I think FIs buying strategically yesterday was a great tactic to clear out the weak bulls possibly. And today, they must have seen some nice returns and they continued to add. So I think yesterday's 1+ billion infusion in the markets or buying in the markets would have really got the sentiments up for the people. And a few are speculating that possibly they are thinking about what if the PM gets the coronavirus and all of that. I think that's a bit unrelated to the markets. But then again, sentiments are sentiments. But I think one of the key drivers for those sentiments is that massive buying that we experienced yesterday. So that's good. But while Nifty does look positive on paper, it has walked right into the resistance zone of between 11,120 and 11,150. So as long as these levels are held, it should be all right. But these are possibly two levels that the sellers will be trying to control possibly. So let's see. And as far as the support levels are concerned, we've seen plenty of levels these past 2 days to really give us an idea of what we should expect, what we should expect in case there is some negativity tomorrow. If there isn't, of course, then we know the previous levels. But just as a quick recap, 11,150, of course, is a very important one. After that, 175 and so on. So there are quite a few levels to go for Nifty. And, again, there has been consolidation happening at these levels. So it should be a very not so decisive day unless the momentum can really match up to what we saw. And in terms of the overall trend, the broader trend, the channel, the Nifty negative bearish channel that was possible to draw has been broken. So as of now, it has broken that negative trend. And, if it can really break above 11,240 or so, you can decisively possibly say that it's very bullish. But then again, if you're talking about what's happening right now, I think a couple of more positive candles and we should be on track to being back on that bull market sort of thing. So this was possibly just a retracement if tomorrow is a positive day indeed. If not, then this was more of profit booking or something, short covering, you never really know. So that's my take on Nifty, a bit of a longer one this time. Let's move to Bank Nifty. Bank Nifty also bounced up from one of the levels that we spoke about yesterday, which is 20,975, and it's showing good amount of support at lower levels, which is good. The daily chart shows us that there is significant and sufficient buying pressure compared to the selling pressure we witnessed yesterday, which is a good sign once again. It shows that while sellers were controlling the market yesterday, today was largely controlled by the buyers. It was really not more of a case where the buyers just managed to inch through, but it was more the case of the buyers were really putting on a tough, strong fight. So that's a good thing. It basically shows how decisive the movement is. And that, of course, is a very important thing. Now, talking about levels, 21,674 and 21,926 is more of a danger zone for Bank Nifty, because that is where a few reversals may have happened. So, or rather have happened. And this means that a lot of traders might have placed orders at those levels, which were, more of short positions right now for tomorrow, if we do go there, because then again, they might also be expecting some reversals happening. So they might have placed certain orders that way. So if we can clear those levels like that, if Bank Nifty can clear those levels as decisively as it was able to do that today, then we may see some sharp movements happening. And, if it can manage to go up a bit more, then it might even clear the stop losses, which mean that short covering might happen similar to what happened today, and we may see an even sharper move. So that's my take on just what might happen tomorrow in general. Again, pure speculation. Coming to what really, really managed to drive Bank Nifty, of course, HDFC Bank is one of the key reasons why Bank Nifty was up this much. And in case you're wondering, I haven't spoken about the closing prices. Nifty is at 11,095 and Bank Nifty is at 21,490. Bank Nifty is up around 2% or 418 points. Nifty is also up around 2% or 200 points. So all in all, very good day. And coming to HDFC Bank now, clearly Mr. Puri's successor's news was taken very well as the bank regained, that direction. That's possibly what people might have seen, that while Aditya Puri was out of action and now that he is no longer associated with that company in a very active role, I'm assuming that a lot of investors might have felt that the company is lacking that direction that it had previously. Now, however, with the new chief being approved by RBI, it that direction is possibly back, and that's a good sign. But what the market seems to be forgetting at this point, in my opinion, is that Mr. Puri has offloaded around 95% of his stake at effectively a 50% discount to what HDFC Bank was trading at before COVID. So I think that there might just be something more to this deal than what meets the eye. But then as long as the market's view of HDFC Bank is bullish, my view of HDFC Bank will also remain bullish until it goes otherwise. So all of these things are more of reading between the lines and pure speculation. It does not really talk about reversals or what might happen with the trend, because you need to understand that what the market is viewing the news as and what the news actually is or may be interpreted as are two completely different things. And as long as you're talking about all these things in a market perspective, you have to side with the market side of the news. So that's my take on that. And coming to Bank Nifty's general trend, I think that as long as 22K levels are held, or, you know, possibly once we close above 22,000 in the coming few days, which is possible, Bank Nifty should be all right, because this is just one positive candle after, I think, three or four negative candles. So it's really not enough to talk about a reversal just yet, but it's definitely a good time to talk about the start or the possibility of a reversal. So that's my opinion on Bank Nifty's general trend as well. Now let's move to Reliance. Talking about the start of the show today, it has managed to reverse all the losses it made last week in one single day, which is incredible. And I'd shared my reading on Reliance yesterday using all of the social platforms that I'm there on, at Markets with KR on Twitter, at Stock Markets with KR on Instagram, and Stock Markets with KR on LinkedIn. So I'd shared my views on that using a chart that I personally used last night. And it has perfectly respected those levels very well. In fact, it did not even attempt the lower levels that I'd mentioned. It just bounced up from the trend line, which is a good thing. Now, however, it rests at a CIP, but it's still a good 30 or so points away from a very strong resistance level. So around 30, 25 to 30 points away from where stronger sellers might start coming in to Reliance. Talking about sellers, though, intraday you could see how sellers were getting trapped with, in the minor retracements at those key reversal levels before buying commenced, which would have, of course, stopped the sellers out. And of course, that short covering would have led to an even grander price rally almost happening. So it was very good to see that happening. And what's very interesting is that the same thing was being done by the bears last week, where I was on the wrong side of it. So all things considered, it was a very, very interesting day from that perspective. And today, of course, because it was a positive day for Reliance, it was a positive day for me. I say that as someone who's almost a perma bull on stocks in general. But that's more of a lighter note on Reliance happened. And honestly, this was expected, because Reliance is a stock which does not really like to be negative for too long. It's got that tendency of really trying to explore higher levels after a mild retracement, and with RSI being extremely high, not so long ago, back when the dip actually happened, it had to correct, it had to get back that momentum, stop being overbought and continue to be in more of a normal range. And now it is in that normal range, so all things considered, it's good. And once that 2K level was tested today, it did its job clearing out all the weak bulls and then commenced to come up just 50 points, almost 50 points away from the all-time high. So it's a very good thing, and it's similar to what we had speculated yesterday. So that's good. And on a lighter note, looks like Mota Bhai, Mukesh Ambani is looking at my tweets and listening to this podcast. But of course, that's a joke. Anyway, let's move to my trades. I was on the right side of this move, and it was a clear long setup, honestly. So I went long on Reliance, trailed till my stop loss was hit around 2048, which is a good 100 points away from where Reliance ended up going. But that's fine, because my trail stop loss was very tight. And by the way, that trail stop loss was hit during these mini retracements that I spoke about in the previous segment, which was meant to really trap those short sellers, or trap people like me who might have placed their stops right around support levels, or rather right below support levels. So that's the reason for that. And after I secured modest profits on my Reliance position, I let my new added swing position trail, which has earned me 150 points in one single day, which is wild. So that's good. And overall, it was a good day. I mean, I'm more comfortable with bullish positions, as I've said before. And it was a bullish day today, so it was a good day. And I closed the day early. I think I was done by 9:45, 9:55 a.m. or so. And I spent the rest of the day doing CFA prep, observing the swing position, make money for me and make returns, and just see where the market was going. So it's always nice to secure your profits and see where the market is going as an observer. And even though the prices went up after that, I was very comfortable because of my swing position. So all things considered, good day. The swing position still stands, it still swings. And that's it for this episode. I hope you found this helpful and informative. That's it for this one. See you the next. Happy trading.